Cavalera, your Saturday appointment for September 5th. On the agenda today, a new charity event at Orison that's not making everyone happy, a champion officially crowned, and a community seriously debating combat balance. Let's get into it. Starting with the game, CIG pushed Alpha 4.1.0.1 to the PTU overnight, open to all waves, with long-term persistence intact. No wipe to test this build. The focus is on stability and a new event, Orison Relief Support. Following the Nine Tails attack, Crusader Industries is launching a reconstruction initiative, and players are chaining transport, manufacturing, and combat contracts to earn points on a shared reward ladder. Three weapons and three armor pieces are waiting at the end of the road. One catch flagged by the community, and we'll come back to it. These rewards are only handed out as craftable blueprints, never the actual item directly. On the fixes side, a few things worth mentioning. An item limit has been added to the freight elevator to prevent mass cargo dumping that was destabilizing servers. The Drake Clipper hull is finally taking damage across its full surface again, a geometry issue that had made it practically indestructible. And Orison's armistice zones, which were sometimes leaving players wide open to attack in what's supposed to be a safe area, have been patched up, though CIG says they're continuing to monitor the situation. Several quieter adjustments rounding out the pass, too, around refueling contract fuel and the soft death of ground vehicles. The live version stays on 4.10. On the mystery of the week, the sneak peek shows a new piece of armor in the background, simply captioned "Follow the Red Arrow." No confirmation on its use or manufacturer. Take it with the usual pinch of salt. CIG also delivered its verdict in the weekly newsletter. The RSI Perseus is officially crowned champion of Ship Showdown 2956. Owners will receive a themed manufacturer jacket, and the entire Final Four gets a special paint and a challenge coin, distributed at IAE. The email also confirms the arrival of the Kruger Stingray, with a flight suit included for any pledge featuring the ship, and announces this month's subscriber perks, display cases to show off your items, and MISC vehicles ahead of the upcoming Pirate Week. Data Meaning Quiet This Time flagged a tweak to the C-788 cannon, its ammo count reportedly going from 270 to 450 rounds, and a skull helmet spotted in the latest PTU files, probably tied to the in-game Halloween event. Nothing confirmed, as always with these finds. Over to Spectrum, which is buzzing today around one big topic, FPS combat balance. Time to Kill is driving most of the conversation, with threads that summarize, dissect, and sometimes get pretty frustrated with the latest tuning. The heart of the debate is around armor. Should it block light weapon damage against large ships? A question that's clearly splitting the pilot and FPS communities. Another persistent thread is about the instancing introduced in 4.10. Some defend it as a better way to spread group rewards around, others question how it fits with the server meshing that's been promised for so long. And then there's a more melancholy thread running through the forum, players who find the persistent universe less alive than it used to be, with hundreds of replies on posts mourning the old Starfield. Nothing official there, just the feeling of a portion of the player base. On Reddit, the mood is noticeably lighter. The Perseus win has everyone in good spirits, and two threads are outright demanding its special paint become the default aesthetic reference for the Ironclad. There's also a 12-year-old screenshot of Chris Roberts already answering questions about Caterpillar modularity, which gets a lot of mileage in the comments given how long this project has been going. On the spicier side, one player stumbled upon a genuine graveyard of 25 motionless ships while exploring a Polaris, the kind of find that belongs in a space noir novel. But the Orison Relief Support event is drawing grumbles here too. One player raises the exact same issue as the patch notes, rewards as blueprints only, and another recounts a session wrecked by collision bugs where everyone fell through the barge floor mid-battle and lost their inventory in the process. On the event front, a Bar Citizen World Tour stop was held yesterday in Seattle, and this week's community MVP goes to a creator who 3D printed a Star Kitten helmet as a gift for a community event organizer, a a genuinely lovely gesture worth calling out. The verse by the numbers to wrap up, $161,861 raised yesterday for a total now exceeding $1.042 billion. That was Cavalera. Happy PTU testing to everyone heading in, and crash in style.